Professor Ole Danebold Meaus is a former chairman of the Norwegian Nobel Committee, which is responsible for awarding the Nobel Peace Prize. A physician and politician, Professor Meaus is also a former rector of the University of Tromsø in Norway. He obtained his master's degree from the University of Bergen before completing his PhD at the University of Oslo. After a period of research in San Francisco and Edinburgh, he joined Tromsø as reader in 1974 before becoming a professor a year later. In 1983, Professor Meaus became Dean of the Medical Faculty and 6 years later was named Rector, a position he held until 1995. Professor Meaus was appointed Chair of the Nobel Committee in 2002 and remained in office for 5 years, overseeing Iranian Mohammed Yunus of the Grumman Bank, an environmentalist and former United States of America presidential candidate, Al Gore named Nobel laureate. Professor Meaus has long been concerned with the role of universities in promoting world peace. In 2002, he helped to found the Centre for Peace Studies at Tromsø. He has also been decorated with the Royal Norwegian Order of St. Olaf and the Order of the Lion of Finland. Professor Ole Meaus has been awarded an Honorary Doctor of Laws. Welcome to Warwick and congratulations on receiving your honorary degree. What does this award mean to you?
It means a lot and it gives me contact with the University of Warwick. And I know of University of Warwick from before, but I've never been here. And it has been a very nice experience, and I'm very impressed by this university. So-called new universities, although more kind of old than new now, but its achievements over these years has been outstanding.
And over the years you've attended lots of universities as a student, a researcher, and then as a professor and rector. How do you think Warwick compares to the other establishments you've been to?
I think it compares very well. And I think an important factor was that Warwick, I've heard, had a very charismatic leader, vice-chancellor in the beginning, and also good vice-chancellors furthermore. The other thing is that Warwick University was keen on good research. So the philosophy, and I think that's very right, they said we will have good subjects, we will have outstanding people leading the curricula and leading the research, and they attracted very good people and they carried out excellent research, and I think that's the basis for the achievement of the University of Warwick that is outstanding.
Sure. And in 2003 you were appointed chair of the Nobel Committee. How does one go about landing such a high profile job?
Well, this is a political appointment. And I belong to the Christian Democratic Party, and actually you have to have party affiliation or have done a job for the party to be in a position to be elected as member of the Nobel Committee. And it is the Norwegian Parliament that decides who's going to be in the committee. But each party over a certain size in the parliament will say that he and she or she is the candidate for my party. And then it is in reality a party nomination, but it is approved for all by the parliament formally. And when we are appointed for 6 years, each of us, then we are totally, as a committee, independent of the government in our decisions, and we are independent of the parliament in our decisions. So that is our own decision, how the candidates have been selected, and the decisions are made by the committee. But it has a political background, so although I am an academician and professor of medicine, that has basically nothing to do with the fact that my party nominated me, but there may be reasons for that. And some of the reasons may be that I was rector or vice chancellor of the University of Tromsø, the most recent university in Norway at that time, and it's far north in Norway, and I was rector or vice chancellor from 1989 to 1996. And as a vice chancellor, I was very keen on human rights issues, on peace issues. So that was kind of a flagship for me. And then I also chaired a governmental commission on higher education of Norway from 1998 to 2000. And in the work with the commission, I also put forward that Norway should be much more upgrading peace education at the university level.
And during your time as the chairman of Nobel Committee, you oversaw the expansion of the definition of peacemaking, with the award going to environmentalist Al Gore, as well as increasing the number of women laureates. Was this a period of the Nobel Committee responding to a changing world, or was that something you were keen to push?
It's always so that the Nobel Committee, and I must add that the chairperson of the Nobel Committee is elected from the committee, by the committee. And there are basically two aspects of this. The one thing is, there is a Alfred Nobel, who founded the Nobel Prizes. He made a testimony in 1895. And in that testimony, he lays down the criteria for obtaining the Nobel Prizes and for the Nobel Peace Prize. The other prizes is announced from Sweden. The Peace Prize, as you know, is from Norway. And according to the testimony regarding the Peace Prize, it is the one who has done most for mankind over the last year. That means for years. And that is a quite wide definition. Who has done most for mankind or humanity in the last year or years. So that's one criterion. The other criterion is the one, or it can be up to three that get the prize every year, but the one who has done most for reducing standing armies, that's number two. And number three is the one who has done most for establishing peace conferences. So humanity work, disarmament work, peace conference work, that's the testimony. So we have to look at this all the time. And the first Nobel Prizes came in 1901, so there's a long tradition, and a family of Nobel Prizes, as I mentioned for you. And so that's the one side of it. That is the testimony with the criteria. The other thing is that the Nobel Committee is not living in a sort of empty room. or sort of up there without contact with the world. I mean, that would be not good. But we are in a changing world, and that means that the Nobel Committee would recognize long ago that there are matters not mentioned in the testimony of Alfred Nobel from 1895, but are valid in the time when we are living and deciding things. For example, for obvious reasons, there are nothing written in the testimony about fighting nuclear weapons, because they were not there at the time. So from time to time, the Nobel Committee has been keen on awarding the Nobel Peace Prize to people fighting against nuclear weapons. So did we, by announcing El Baradei from the Atomic Energy Bureau in Vienna in 2005, together with the Bureau. They share the prize, El Baradei, the director, and she, and the agency. So that means that we think that it is in the Nobel spirit, and the Nobel spirit is a way of thinking for the committee, what would he have done, I mean, living now. So fighting atomic weapons is disarmament as reducing standing armies. The other thing is that there is nothing in the criteria from Nobel about human rights. Human rights wasn't an issue at that time, not explicitly at least. And in 1960, we say that was the first year where a human rights activist got the Nobel Peace Prize, and that was Chief Albert Luthuli from South Africa. He was non-violently fighting apartheid, and on the grounds of that work, human rights work, he won the prize. And there was a big discussion about this, because many people said that this is outside the Peace Prize. And then later on, this was sort of taken into the concept of peace, the widening of the concept of peace, human rights issues, and many Nobel laureates have got it on the basis of human rights, as Aung San Suu Kyi from Burma, like Rigoberta Menchú from Guatemala, like Nelson Mandela, like Desmond Tutu, like Shirin Ebadi, the first from our side, in 2003, the human rights activists from Iran, very impressive lady. So we continued that, but that's long ago, and there was debate about it. And then we, in the committee, came to the conclusion that also environmental questions, not only human rights, not only fighting atomic weapons, but that in the spirit of Alfred Nobel, although not written, that the existence, the very existence of the world, the conditions of the world, resources, inequalities, fighting poverty, and all these aspects, which deals with not only negotiated peace, but discussions that goes to the root of peace and conflict and war. Those problems, those who are struggling with those problems, will also be worthy Nobel Prize winners. And therefore, it was groundbreaking that we in 2004 gave the Nobel Peace Prize to Wangari Maathai from Kenya, the environmentalist, the Green Belt movement, and so on. And that was a discussion about this, but we said from our side, this is part of the peace concept that we go for, and also with Al Gore and the inter-parliamentary, intergovernmental climate panel that got the prize in 2007, and also fighting poverty when Muhammad Yunus got the Nobel Peace Prize in 2006, fighting poverty from Bangladesh.
And you have been decorated with the Royal Norwegian Order of St. Olaf and the Order of the Lion of Finland.
Yes.
What did it mean to you to receive such honours?
Well, it's always nice, in a way, to receive honours. And it's kind of a recognition of the work I have been doing. But I always share the awards, in quotation marks, with those people that I have been working together with. As rector, for example, of a university, you can't do this in an empty space. You have to collaborate with people, and to have outstanding people working with you is always a matter of success. And in the Nobel Committee, for example, we work together closely, respectfully, and I, as I said here, when I got the honorary degree here, I said I share it, in quotation mark, with people in the Nobel Committee, and I share it also with the staff and the board of the Peace Center at University of Tromsø, which is the only university peace center in Norway, with a master's program. We started it in 2002 and now have 100 master graduate finished. I share it with them. But it is a recognition, and I feel honored about it, and I always share it with those people that I've been working together with.
And finally, what life advice would you give to your fellow graduates this week?
Yeah, I would like to say to them, as I said, the world is changing. You can make a difference. And peace issues are important. It's important in medicine, in health issues. Peace issues is important in international studies. It is important in all subjects. And for some of the students, I think they should go to universities where they have peace studies, that they can look at the conflict and how to resolve conflicts, and on an international basis. So I will say to them, think of peace studies, think of international studies, think of peace issues in each subject you are studying, and you can change the world.